Okay, Andrew Schell. Let's try Andrew Schell. Andrew, you there?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad.
So what's going on?
So I've been following the whole progression of your minimal blogging tool and RSS River, and I've been really inspired by it. I'm a developer. Most of what I do is PHP stuff. So, you know, I've been looking at this and saying, like, what you're doing is really cool. But, you know, even with EC2 for Poets, and that, you know, I went through that step, and, you know, it's easy for me to do it, and a lot of people can do it. But I think of, like, my girlfriend or family members, they're never going to go through that process.
No, of course not. Right. It's not for everybody.
Even if it was, like, one click, I think a lot of people would get confused by the whole process of, like, remote desktop into a server to, like, use Windows.
Right. Let me just say, in defense of the model, there's no assumption that everybody's going to do it, because you can, you know, host, I don't know how many, 1,000 sites on one server. So you need one geek for every 1,000 users, theoretically.
Right, absolutely. So,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is, so, like, a lot of the stuff that I've done has been with WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trying to, like, brainstorm, how can we replicate some of this functionality out of WordPress?
I think you could probably do, you should. And let's work together on that. I mean, there was never any kind of assumption that my tools would be the only tools for any. If I could have just, like, sort of waved a magic wand and said, hey, everybody, you guys do this, and you guys do that, and you guys do that, and I don't have to write any code at all, I would have preferred that. But it
right.
never works that way. I mean, basically,
yeah,
you know,
basically
it's
what I understood from what you were saying.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like the Tom Sawyer story with the whitewashed fence, you know. I have to make it look like it's a lot of fun, and then you guys all want to steal my thunder, and I go, okay, well, all right, if you insist, I'll let you have some fun too, you know. But, yeah, sure. I mean, let's hack up. I mean, a lot of the things that I've done in Radio 2 could have been done in WordPress, and I would have had the guys at WordPress been more receptive, or Tumblr been more receptive, or Posterous. Had they been, I wouldn't have done it. I just would have helped them do it, you know,
right.
Because that's
I actually went through some of the steps, and I created a little bit of a tutorial on my site. And when I came to the conclusion of it, that it's mostly there, but there's definitely some pain points. And so now I've been trying to think about what's going to be the best way to go about solving some of those pain points.
Okay. What's an example of a pain point?
Well, okay, so the first thing is, if somebody's running it on their own computer, like their own server or whatever, WordPress.org, and they're using one of the plugins that sends a tweet from whatever they posted, pretty much they are all designed in the same pattern of title of your blog post, space, link to your blog post. And if we're replicating a Twitter-type thing where it's just a status update, and it's actually very easy. WordPress Automatic has a theme out there called P2.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Basically a microblog theme.
Yeah.
And what happens with that is, when you do a status update, it automatically fills in the title for you, which is the first 40 characters of your body, dot, dot, dot. And so what ends up happening is, everything that you tweet on there, like, even if it's under 140 characters and it's a link to an external site, is you get the first 40 characters of your tweet.
See, that's what a programmer would do, but that's wrong. That's a convenient solution for a programmer, but it has absolutely nothing to do with what a user wants to do. I mean, the magic of Twitter is, you go to Twitter and there's a box and it says what's happening, and you type in something and you click submit and you're done, right? But there's no piece of software in the world that would be able to process a feed that has the first 40 characters in a title, and no matter how you parse it, you know, you could put the whole thing in the description, and or you could put the everything but the first. It's just a mess. It doesn't work. What you have to do is bite the bullet and have feeds that don't have titles. Okay.
Right.
Now, when you do that, there are going to be some programs that break that won't be able to handle it, like Google Reader, right? Google Reader won't handle it. I say that's a feature, not a bug. Because, first of all, we need to get a message through to Google Reader that they don't own the RSS universe. I think they do, okay? And there are a lot of us out here, and we may not work at Google, but that doesn't mean we're idiots, okay? So I think, first of all, let's start having some respectful communication there, and they need to start thinking about if they want to be part of the next network that's built, then whether it's RSS or whatever, they're going to have to start dealing with things that don't have titles, because tweets don't have titles, okay? They just don't, right? And if you can somehow trick WordPress to putting out a feed that for items that don't have titles, now, I don't know if you can do that. That might be one of your...
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible.
That might be one of your pain points, right? you know?
I mean, but even if there was... I mean, I think I only found... Actually, there were no... I want to say that there were no plugins that I was able to find that would just tweet the body. Like, this is what it is. I was able to find one that was set up in, like, a very broken up kind of way, where there was, like, a core module, and then each of the pieces that might be related to it were separated as its own sort of plugin.
Mm.
And so I was able to take their plugin that did the tweeting and basically modify it for my own means. And say, okay, so if this is P2, this is how P2 says that this is a status update versus a blog post.
I think we need to find another place to discuss this, because we're really getting down to the nitty-gritties of WordPress here.
Yeah, no problem.
And this is not about, like, nitty-gritties of WordPress. This is rebooting the news.
Right.
And a little bit of that is interesting so that people, you know, who are not techies can hear what a really earnest, hardworking geek has to go through to actually get software that works the way they want it to work. It's not an easy job. I'd encourage you. I mean, first, another thing, if you send me an email, I would love to give you an account on radio2.scripting.com so that you can have that as some prior art and look at it. And that'll give you an idea of what is possible. And I'm making it my mission to have enough receivers out there that can consume those feeds, that there's an attractive target to shoot at so that you don't have to worry about feeds that don't have titles. I mean, a little bit of non-interop is not a bad thing when you're talking about defining a new activity. It's actually good to be able to say that you can't use Google Reader with it, because that gives us something to announce the day that you can use Google Reader with it. And in the process, we make Google Reader a little bit better, which is something that I would like to be able to do, because otherwise we're just stuck with what they're willing to give us. And I don't find that acceptable with Twitter, and I sure as hell don't find it acceptable with RSS.